Blog Talk
Yo.
Radio.
Yo ho, yo ho, 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 ho. No, hey. Bitch chaos and mama.
Is this mine?
Yeah, that's right, that's it.
Dude, I had an issue.
Is that a joint?
Dude, here, move. Right here?
Like
look at this shit right here.
Gross.
No,
you're getting like me.
The fucking cherry fell off before
oh,
I got
oh,
yeah,
yeah,
so, me off. I got
so,
the hole in my sheet. Okay, so we're rolling our own cigarettes, and I'm going to give a shout out to our special
Ed Mom.
Admin, not Ed
Mom. Yes, Admin Mom.
I hope she got in here. I hope she's listening to us right now because, yeah. So,
yeah.
I'm going to hold on. Hopefully she got through and hopefully she can hear us.
Yes,
administrator
of the BAM group.
Our BAM fam mama.
Yep.
Our BAM fam mom.
Yay!
I clap it out of a beer and a
And let me say this, you know what? When you first got on this group, got into this group,
and how long were you in it before I really wanted to, I mean, you were in it for a while before I wanted to get into it.
No, I was into it, and then I told you you needed to join this group, so I added you to be approved.
Yeah, it was a little bit, though, before I got approved, though, because...
Oh, yeah, because they actually...
It was a whole group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I brought that up to her, and she said because of spammers, which
yeah.
is cool, because, like, I've gone to, like, Dog the Bounty Hunter. Ooh. Group and like their family page, all you
can
see is like, hey, I can put my four eyes on. So, like, you go to these, I've like gone on there to like check some stuff out, and I see these assholes that post links, well, hey, blah, 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 work at home, or blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's nice since she set the post to, they only post that she approves them. There's been nasty spam showing up, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I love the group like this because...
I do. She doesn't tolerate bullshit either.
No.
Which is awesome.
Exactly. The fact that there's younger people on there, respect, you know, so, you know, don't cuss, don't talk about inappropriate things, I respect, and
don't talk shit.
Exactly. If you have somebody on there, like...
If you're a fan of them, don't join the fucking group, you dickhead.
Well, like last week, like I said, somebody insulted somebody's heartgram tattoo, and then
yeah.
I was under... You saw that. And
yeah.
The one girl had commented, and I said, oh, honey, it wasn't you. It was somebody under her that posted a picture, and you said, that's stupid as hell. And I'm like... Why the fuck are you on here, then?
We don't know that, though. He might have been an asshole troll.
No, she had warned him before, apparently. She said, she said, knock your shit off, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she had said, no, you know, so whatever. Like, she gave him a little, she had put up a thing, it's not warned. Yeah, her classic burps. That's part of our show.
Yeah, I'm just going to say
that. And Opportunity hasn't knocked for a while. I missed that. Hopefully we'll be able to see that soon. But
sometime, hopefully.
But I'm hoping our, and Mom... Here's us. We love
mom.
You. Admin Mom, we love you. I call her Admin Mom.
I'll
call her Patricia. And sometimes...
It's on your friend's list.
Well, sometimes it's folks called Patty because my mother-in-law's name is Patricia. And I told us we sound like crap to... Well, I just said all along. So hopefully she got connected. I'm getting a little nervous because I haven't heard anything yet. So
maybe it sounds good, though.
Maybe it sounds like shit because speakerphone shit on this piece of shit. Shit phone.
Sorry.
Anyway,
we just do this really mainly for our own amusement, though.
Well, I also mentioned to her that next week I'm going to try to get that thing with the premium on mine.
Yeah.
So.
We'll try.
Yeah. So this has got to go. Hopefully. I don't know if she even. Anyway. So. I've been hearing a lot on the internet about the weather being really fucked up. And, hold on, I gotta do a shot. Cheers! We gotta do cheers. What is it? Kippus? Kippus. Kippus.
Finish.
Cheers.
Kippus.
To Bill.
More Kippus.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you brought me a beer.
Do you want a shot, too?
No, not yet. Right.
You know what's strange?
What?
Today I seem real sensitive to this. Usually I can make it almost, like, 3/4 a shot with a little Sprite and gulp, and I'm fine. But everything I've been real sensitive to today, so it's just really weird. Even my coffee. My last cup tasted like that nasty gas station still. But anyway,
I know, that place is really weird.
Dude, even the coffee I made here and I put in the cup that I poured there. But
nothing has to do with the clear they use to clean and the food that they cook it mixed.
No, no. There's something in the foundation in that place. There's something there that's not right. It's in the building.
If you smell it, it's in the fucking, it's soaked into the walls, so it smells like cleaner and food.
To me, it smells like rancid food slash building slash nasty something.
I don't know. Whatever.
I've never had a smell like that in my life. It's like a place where you go into and it's like, oh yeah, come to our deli. Come get a slice of pizza. And
it smells like pizza and wine.
Dude, it smells like pizza and wine.
It's lime salt.
Oh, it smells great, but it doesn't. I can't let me finish.
It's
wine smell. No, yeah. Well, I heard that, but it's got a smell that I just cannot explain ever, ever, ever. It just smells like rotten building. Anyway,
building.
It does. Anyway, thank God we didn't get blown away by the tornado today. I should have ran down to the siren and pushed the button myself, but I think it's run on a computer.
Why does all the exciting shit happen when I'm at
work? He's always at work. Anyway, yeah, so to make a long story short, okay, if you know about this, you do. If you don't, you don't. But anyway, this shit with CERN and their experiments, controlling the weather, blah, blah. There's updated pictures about this big, crazy cloud that just went over about this last experiment they did, whatever, whatever. But anyway, the weather's been acting weird. Everywhere people are like, what's going on with the weather? And then the Mandela effect, look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about.
It's a miscellaneous fart.
Dude, I don't know about the Mandela effect, so I didn't stop that before on YouTube. And I was off YouTube for a long time, because I always go on there and find shit, and then I get all worked up and scared. And I'm like, what the hell? So I took a long break, and all of a sudden I wound up back on there again. But anyway, I
told you, don't get sucked into this YouTube shit.
Well, thing is,
getting brainwashed.
Well, thing is, CERN, okay, the say one thing, blah, blah, other people say another. It's like 75% over their 25%. Anyway, yeah, it's a little concerned. Anyway, sir. When you got a perfect circle floating around the top of the fucking earth that's nothing to do with the weather, and you're talking about portals, I mean, these physicists that has this dude that has, like, a higher IQ than Einstein. Anyway.
Yeah.
By yourself, but anyway. So, I don't remember. I mean, I do a little bit. I remember the flu going around, like, the last couple of summers, people maybe have a little bit of summer flu. Not a lot like winter, though. It's not like a little pandemic. But this year, okay, what was it, about a month? Not even a month ago. A couple of weeks ago, this one came home. She was a little sick.
No, I was very sick.
Okay, she was very sick. 2.5 days later, I woke up feeling the same way. For some reason, that shit's so funny to her. Alright? All I'm going to say is when I'm in the bed, okay, I don't laugh at her when she's sick, but for some reason it was hilarious. Well, okay, so I'm in the bathroom, right? Every 20 minutes. And she's in there laughing, and I think there was a fucking, oh my God, I got a machete stuck in my stomach, twisting around, seriously. Alright, next time you get sick, I'm gonna fucking laugh, I swear.
Oh my God.
Tonight, if you're drunk and you're puking, I'm gonna fucking, no, when you're puking, there's a coffee can run in here, I'm gonna start going, ha 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 ha. Because details. All I'm going to say is, thank you, Lord, our bathroom is still there. It was not blown up. Thank you.
Oh, it's so hard.
Oh, I got it. I forgot to blow the toilet up.
It's just laughing at you.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that's lovely. So when the flu goes on next year, I'm going to say, ha, 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 you, instead of being mommy and bring you chicken soup. And yeah, she's sitting there smacking me on the shoulder like, oh, yeah, what? Dude, all right. Wait till we start filming this via video. What the fuck is so funny? All right. Dude, is my phone supposed to be plugged in? Wait, we're about to rock. I just realized, is my phone supposed to be plugged in?
No, mine is.
Are we talking into your phone?
Mine or mine? Yours, but mine's online to this.
I'm like, no,
okay,
it.
So, you know what?
Oh, you guys have to say. Oh, hell. Did you, like, test my fucking food or something?
No.
All right, I know that look in her face. All right, I posted something earlier today about about my dad, and went back to my mom.
Oh, okay.
And found out that my mom accidentally blurted out about a writing llama. For some reason, people, my mom was not supposed to tell her that. Because my dad wanted it to be a surprise. Okay, surprise my ass. He didn't want to say that for some reason. Now we gotta look and see. All right, my dad doesn't know about the Walmart prank, but my mom and I think my dad is too very sensitive. I think they know shit. I mean, my mom I know is like a freaking, she's sensitive. I mean, I swear to God, when I call her, they don't have caller ID. My whole life, I would call my mom. She'd be like, "Hi, Karen." So anyway, I'm basically being terrified to tell my daughter about this riding lawnmower. And now I'm wondering, she's got the same look in her face when she looked at me and said, "Are you, you know what? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Ha 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 ha." I know, Grandpa's 8 years old. He's
frail.
No, they don't know how to idea like digging up their yard. Exactly.
I would never do that.
I just thought it was amusing to think about. Like I said on Facebook, the thought was amusing. We'd have to get up during the night and do it while they were asleep. So, what the fuck is so funny?
Well, you know what? You know what I'm really finding?
What? Dude. No way. I'm looking on the screen, and it says drunken BS, chocolate laxatives, misplaced. All right, now, this one makes the title, and then we usually have 15 minutes before the show, aside during the week when we sort of come up with, like, all these different ideas and what to do on the show. I don't know the title until she posts it, if I look at it. Otherwise, when we come in here from, like, our 15, 20-minute meeting prior to the show, I still probably don't even look at it until we go on here. And I look on the computer, and now I'm seeing Drunken Bullshit episode 80. 80, chocolate laxatives. And all right, now wait a second. She's laughing. Every time I say chocolate, what the fuck is going on? All right.
Remember, remember when I was cleaning up the linen closet? And what, you know, fucking chocolate laxatives, grandma says that.
Do that again. I will come in here and shit on your face.
I swear to God.
His ass on that one, too.
What?
Vanilla and strawberry.
What the fuck?
That vanilla and strawberry.
Alright. What the hell?
What the fuck? Vanilla what?
Chocolate?
Oh my god, I can't believe they have vanilla chocolate strawberry laxative.
I just said they have vanilla and chocolate flavor too.
What the fuck? Okay. I need to just have to break the pins. I'm playing this, but I'm going to shit myself.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna get to bed about it. Come in, dark,
Oh, No, don't.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, don't shock everyone.
No,
well, I know what I'm trying to say. They also do have vanilla and strawberry.
Yeah, okay, I'm a cool mom, you know, but like, okay,
I can't believe.
Dude, I never in a million years thought that that would work.
Okay. It is so crazy. I see that.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah. Actually, this is, oh, you know what? I never actually went to the story about it. The reason why she did this now, I've been having these sleepwalking episodes.
Oh, sorry, you never been saying
that. You know
that.
So that's why I'll take my calendar.
This?
Anyway. So, So anyway, but,
oh my god, just tell the story.
Anyway, so I'm having a snack.
Well, fine, you've done it before.
Anyway, so, apparently I have the, yeah, really, apparently I have this sleepwalking thing, and,
microphone.
Okay, come on. We're losing listeners that we don't even have.
Really, exactly.
Seriously.
Yeah, I gotta wire my tube.
Anyway, no. Had my rude manners. I have this sleepwalking thing, and there's some nights where I can go without it. Like when I was on the road on the truck. Oh God, that was insane. Because I would have my good night, and then I would have my bad night. So I'd be standing up in this little tiny fucking, you know, on this
tractor trailer.
And I had to make sure there was something by me, because otherwise I'd be shuffling for money in his pocket. God forbid we thought he lost $200 in cash, and it was in his boot. But anyway, and if I didn't find anything on the truck that I knew he had, but I couldn't find it because it was dark and there was dogs and shit. So I'd be like, throw something on and then go inside the truck stop, you know, like fucking sleepwalking and shit. And I'd have to go in and get something, you know, like chocolate or whatever. But I don't know why. It's almost my nutrition factor. I go eat chocolate. I should be eating broccoli and, you know, whatever. But
yummy.
Yeah, so I wake up with these sweet attacks. And lately I've been waking up 12:30, 1:30, 3:30. I mean, this changes often. I mean, this goes in cycles. I mean, right now I've gone through one, and it's times change. So I'll just fall asleep. I'll wake up and I'll make, like, a muffin with some rhubarb strawberry jam, you know, something sweet. But, like, God forbid that fucking night. Apparently she left that shit right there.
She did it on purpose.
Yeah, so apparently that's
actually
yeah, so good, though.
Dude,
okay, I'll give you an example, okay? When we went to New England, shut up. I would have to get up here at night, okay? And I would light up a cigarette and have a few puffs, okay?
Yeah.
I would start falling asleep, okay? I'm only half awake, but I feel like I'm awake at the time, and I might be, but I start dozing off. Next thing you know, I drop my cigarette on the floor, and I'm all of a sudden, you know, when I do it, though, I wake up, or there was a couple times where I did not wake up right away, and I'm waking up, and there's a cigarette burning a hole in the carpet. So I started making this point where I would have to, if I wanted to wake up and have a cigarette during the night, I had to lean over the kitchen sink. All right. Now, my famous issue is with boxing the cereal. We know that well.
Yeah.
If I get up and I grab a box of cereal, I'll take like a few handfuls, you know, I'll throw them in my mouth.
I'll pour some generously all over the floor.
And usually my thing is to have a couple munches, handfuls, and then put it back. No, when I start dozing off, I wake up and hear in this big you know, if you're at a dump site hearing, you know, sand pouring out of a dump truck or something, and it's like all of a sudden there's cereal all over the floor. I'll wake up to a box of cereal upside down and watching Cheerio, Appleton, and Cheerio flying all over the floor. And sometimes I don't even wake up, and my family will wake up, and they'll be like, oh, Mom was up during the night trying to get a snack again. There's cereal all over the floor. I mean, how much cereal I've wasted, I don't know. But anyway, she knows, and especially after talking about it recently, I'm on this thing from 12 to 3:30 in the morning where I'm waking up at 1:30 or 12:30, 1:30, 3:30 on this sleep binge, and sometimes I'm not really aware. Ray was going to tie our ankles together on the truck because he was afraid I was going to get out of the truck and walk into the fucking street.
Why was that better for you than laxatives?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, probably. But, you know, that never happened because, I mean, once I open that door, especially in the wintertime and that cold air hits you, boom, you're awake. I'm not sleepwalking across the street. I'm trying to get my ass inside to give me a coffee and some shit, you know, and once they get the coffee.
Yeah, but you can't sleepwalk in a truck stop. I don't need you getting hit by a truck.
But you know what? He's in the handicapped area, so we're right next to the entryway. We're not way in the back where all these other, you know, poor people have to, like, walk all the way up there. So it's like we're right there by the door. So we're usually pretty good. And I know myself to where, hey, before I open that door, if I have to sit there for a couple of minutes, I'll inhale that fresh air, especially during the winter. It don't matter. Remember in the summertime, I'd always open the window in the morning to wake you girls up for school?
Remember when I tend to ruin fart and toys?
That's disgusting. Even sometimes today, but I'm just going to wait for her. I haven't been able to do this lately. Usually I'm up at 4 o'clock, but lately I'm going through this spell where I can't wake up till like 11.
I think I have a nice good one built up and I look up there and it's sleeping.
She would come up there and just fucking rip ass and all of a sudden I'm laying there either half awake or I might be like maybe on my phone. And all of a sudden you hear this big like fucking shotgun cannonball just rip through the fucking living room. And I literally jumped. I mean, my heart skips like 10 beats. So, anyway, okay, we're getting ready.
We're going to go ahead and go.
Oh, we're like a minute and blah, blah. So,
no, or a few seconds. Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, we don't want to bore you with our X-Lax stories. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
60 seconds. We have 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Anything else so we can go?
Well, yeah, your hair is oily, so is mine. But
yeah,
anyway,
well, you ate a laxative.
I know.
For a day.
So we have this British lady that tells us the countdown is like 60 seconds. So, anyway, can we get, like,
bye.
Hey! Yeah, okay, well, we play Dioxide. We need to start playing Fuckface Unstoppable. And what? I'm really now. Bye. Admin and Mama, we love you.
Love you.
Message me if you hear me right now.
Okay, we're ending it. Bye.